Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, Spreaker, and of course my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who may be joining me in the chat room. I hope you're having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Go to get your audio free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/get organized. And, of course, later I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, tonight is about organizing your kids' art creations, and tonight I will be sharing my interview with Jed Gold from Archive. Well, he will be here to share how to organize your children's artwork, so be sure to tune into that. And, of course, my question of the week is, how much of your children's artwork do you save? And some people said that after each school year, they wait until the summer and right before the new school year, that's when they kind of purge things. Somebody said they really needed to develop a system in order to organize the children's artwork as well as the schoolwork. So I thank you so much for sharing your and giving your feedback in regards to the question of the week. And, of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, my app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion as well. So before I share my interview with you of Jed Gold from Archive, is I wanted to do share, of course, my weekly Google search, which was Learning Lift Up. And they have 10 reasons why arts education is so important for children. Number one is creativity. Number two, improved academic performance. Number three, it helps with the motor skills. Number four, it helps with the confidence. And number five, it helps with visual learning. So our guest is from Archive, and it's Jed Gold. And it is a leading and original app to chronologically store and share and print your children's artwork or schoolwork. It is designed to eliminate the overwhelming guilt you get tossing your children's brilliant artwork in the garbage. Archive also allows you to order printed out books of their creations. So I'm going to be sharing now my interview with Jed Gold of Archive. Well, listeners, it is August, and back-to-school commercials are already on TV. Actually, they've been on since July. And I thought this would be a great time for us to have someone on to share with us, specifically all of you moms, on how you can tackle the one area that I get lots of questions about, and it's that beautiful artwork and creations that your children bring home. So tonight we have Jed Gold, who is one of the founders of Archive, and he's going to be sharing with us, one, what Archive is and how it can benefit you and help you with that, well, we don't want to call it paper clutter, but the paper from the creations that your children bring home. So good evening, Jed.
Hi, Janet. Thanks for having me.
And thank you. Thank you. But before I start asking you questions on how parents can tackle those creations, what was the reason behind Archive and starting it?
Yeah, no, great question. We get asked a lot. So It was probably 6 years ago now. I had a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old at the time. And I came home one night from work and I saw my wife taking pictures of all of our kids' artwork. And I asked her what she was doing. And she told me that she was tired of having these stacks of art piled up, and they were all over the refrigerator and the counters and in boxes in the garage. And so she was finally going to do something with it. And so she was taking photos of all the art and was going to sort of then make books about, you know, with them. And I quickly sort of did that process of, okay, she's taking pictures with her camera, and then it needs to get from her camera to a computer, and then from a computer to a website that allows for photo printing. And by the time that happens, the pictures are out of order and she's not going to remember who did what. And so while I thought it was a really good idea, the process was never going to happen, right? It was too cumbersome. And mm-hmm. let's face it, parents are busy. And so mm-hmm. I just knew this was going to sort of end up, along with the countless other books that, you know, we always intend to make, from family vacations and the kids growing up, mm-hmm. et cetera, and never actually quite gets done. And so I thought, this is a perfect app. Somebody must have created this already. I will go find it for you, right? So I went on the App Store and I started searching for an app that allowed her to easily handle this process, and I couldn't find anything. And so I thought, you know what? I'll build it myself. And so that was the start. Literally, you know, within a few weeks, I had wireframed out what would be the first version of Archive, and mm-hmm. Found some designers and developers and raised a little bit of money and started building.
Wow, that's wonderful. And it's so interesting how, you know, you said your wife was home and she was just taking pictures. And I find that a lot of parents, they want to have, you know, a journal or a book. But like you said, one, they don't know what to do. And two, sometimes it's just like so overwhelming. So exactly how does Archive work?
Right. So there's actually two versions of the service now, and I'll explain them both. So we started off, as I mentioned, with the Archive app, right? And with the app, you set up an account, you put in your kids' names and grades. They come home from school, you take a picture of their artwork, you pick which child created it, and it automatically tags that image with their name, their grade, and the date. It stores everything chronologically. And so at the end of the year, or whenever you're ready, all you have to do is hit print, and we send you a coffee table book of your kid's entire year of art in chronological order in the mail. And obviously, you can also go back and take out boxes of older art, et cetera. And you can just change the grade or the date or whatever you need to change. So it's all sort of super easy to do. What we found was, over the years, that we had a lot of parents who are just too busy or sort of lack the desire to do it themselves. And so mm-hmm. we now also offer a service called Archive Box. And with the box service, we ship you an empty box. You fill it with your kids' artwork. We have some organization instructions in the box to help you sort of get it all sorted in the box.
Okay.
You ship it back to us, and then we professionally photograph everything. We tag it. We build your book. We send you a proof to review, and when you're happy with it, you hit print, and we send you the hardcover book. So you sort of have the DIY option of doing it all yourself, or the having us do everything in sort of more of a concierge service.
Wow. I mean, that is so wonderful, because I'm thinking about so many parents who want it to do it, but because of schedules, and it could be just because of ages of children and how many children they have, they really don't have the time to do it. So that is wonderful that they could just put what they want in a box, ship it to you, and you create the book. And I just love the idea of the book. I mean, I'm thinking of the creations that my godchildren have given me, neighbors' children have given me. So that is like just a wonderful, and it's a nice little conversation piece. So
it is. And, you know, the books are really beautiful. We print on very high quality paper on top of the line printers. We want them to really feel like art books. They're very sort of simple, elegant, all white, you know, sort of white background. So it actually sort of looks and feels like an art gallery book and not just sort of a, you know, sort of a standard, you know, photo book, right? It feels something like something substantial. So, you know, and kids love seeing themselves published too. So it's almost like the first time a child is published is when they see all of their work in a beautiful printed book like this.
And you're right. And it does something to a child too when you, like you said, they see their work, they see that you valued what they did. So that
Exactly.
is
Yes.
wonderful. So for parents who right now are listening and they're thinking, okay, I've got the 6-year-old, I've got the 8-year-old, I've got all this stuff, but and they're feeling overwhelmed, what should they maybe do with just the existing art that they have in order to get it to a point where they actually use your service?
Yeah, great question. So it sort of depends again on if you want to try to tackle this project yourself or if you want to pass it off and have us do it for you. And it also depends on how much you have, right? So we have some people who want to be completely hands off. They want to just send everything and not have to think about it at all. Other people want to be a little bit more curated with what they're sending. So my suggestion would be you know, pick a, you know, order a box, right? So if you want us to do the work, order an archive box, right? Archivebox.com. Get your box sent to you in the mail. Pull out all of the stuff that you've got backed up, right? The piles of art you've got stored, and decide, are you going to stick it all in the box, or do you want, maybe you want to go through and pick your favorite 50 or 75 or 100 pieces. Right, and it doesn't just have to be artwork. So we have parents who send in writing samples. So you can see how your child's writing has progressed over time. People sometimes include pictures, and actually, what we're starting to see now too is people using the archive service for even other types of memorabilia. So you can really put anything that you want in that box that you want to have a digital record of. So anything from old invitations to cards, Mother's Day, Father's Day cards, holiday cards your kids make, old baby clothes we've seen, literally, like it runs the gamut. So you fill that box with your memories and your artwork or whatever else, and then send it off to us. And it's really that simple. We'll then be in touch with you throughout the whole process. You get regular updates from us on what's happening. And it's very simple. Again, it's, you know, we do have that app option, so you can always download the archive app from the website, or from iTunes. And just to clarify there too, it's archive, so it's ARTKIVE. So if you search archive in the App Store, you'll find us, and you can download the app and take pictures yourself if you prefer.
Wow. So, what if for now, you know, we're moving into a new school season. So, for the parents, as they begin to, the kids begin to bring stuff home, how should a parent maybe prepare for either the box or possibly doing themselves? Is there any tips you can offer parents so they won't get to the point where they're looking at, you know, 5, 10 years worth of stuff, and they can kind of prepare for the school year. So the end of the school year, you know, they're not feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, Janet, I bet you probably have some great tips as a professional organizer, that would be as good, if not better, than mine. You know, one of the things that I've seen or heard people do is they'll, at the beginning of the year, they'll create sort of dedicated spaces, whether it's a drawer or a box, and they'll label it with their child's name and grade. And then everything that comes home that they want to save, they just put in that same spot, right? And so they know it's just being stacked in order chronologically, right? All they have to do is sort of put it in that space, and then at the end of the year they can pull it out and send it off to us. If, again, that's if you want to use the box service. I think for parents that are looking to stay on top of it on the DIY option, it really makes sense. I mean, that's where the app is so handy, right? So kid comes home from school, literally just open up the archive app, snap a photo, pick the child, and then you're done, right? And so now if you want to keep that piece, great. If you want to recycle it, no problem. I found with my own kids, with using the app, my kids would get excited to come home and actually archive it themselves. So they get home with their artwork, they take a photo of it, they would know that it's safely stored, and then they would actually recycle it themselves. So you sort of lose the, I don't know if you've heard stories about the kid who finds their artwork in the garbage and gets all upset with their parents, right? So you sort of mitigate that problem by getting your kids invested in the process of archiving.
Oh, and it's such a wonderful service because it helps parents be able to, really cherish and keep a memory of the piece without the guilt of feeling like, oh, I don't have space for it, I need to get rid of it. So this is a wonderful, wonderful service. So how can listeners, connect with Archive and, either, get the app or, better yet, for a lot of people who don't have the time, get the box?
Yep, great question. So if you want to get the app, as I mentioned, go to the App Store, search Archive, get started, super easy. You can always reach us if you have any questions. If you're looking to do the box service, go to Archive Box, so it's ARTKIVE Box, allonword.com. You can get a ton of additional information on our website. And when you're checking out, make sure that you use promo code OrganizerJanet, all one word, which we just set up for you and for your listeners. And so you'll get $15 off your purchase immediately at checkout. So again, all one word, Organizer Janet as the promo code. And yeah, it's super easy. As I mentioned, we'll be in regular contact with you, and we're very responsive to all of our customers as well. So if you ever have questions or you want to reach us, if you email help@archiveapp.com, you will get a response usually within an hour or two, but certainly within a day.
Well, thank you, Jed. And also, listeners, I will put that link in the show page as well as the promo code, which is Organizer Janet. I like that promo code, Jed. I really do. So thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to share how our listeners can organize their children's art creations, not only the ones from previous years, but also moving forward.
Of course, I appreciate your having me, and yes, kids will love having these books of their childhood artwork. Certainly, a lot more than being handed boxes of old stuff. I was just home; we were moving my mom out of the house I grew up in about 2 months ago, and I went into my bedroom, and at the top of the closet was literally all of my art and schoolwork dating back to when I was in kindergarten, and I had years and years of stuff that had been stacked up there. So obviously, if my mom had had Archive, instead I'd have these beautiful keepsake books instead of 8 boxes full of old art and schoolwork. So I can't more strongly recommend that people get on this now, get ahead of it. If you've got stuff stacked up, piled up, it's not too late. Get the service, and we'll look forward to working with you.
Yes, listeners, that's right. Get a jump start on it, because if you're talking 12 years, some of you, your children are really into art and creating and just love bringing things home to mom and dad. So get a jump start and connect with Archive.
Hello, this is Bob Lewis from Closet and Storage Concepts, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
Well, listeners, it's getting near the time of year, whether you need a closet, maybe you need a closet transformed into an office, the garage, so you can park the car in it. There's so many different things, so make sure you check out Closet and Storage Concepts. Well, that was a great interview. Again, Archive, and there's a link in the show page. You get $15 off at checkout. So for those of you who may have one, two, three children, and you've got all that artwork and you want it just to become a beautiful preserved book that they can remember for generations, make sure you check them out. Well, our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You download the title free and you start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized and start today. And this week's audiobook selection is Simplicity Parenting, Using the Extraordinary Power of Less to Raise Calmer Children, Happier and More Secure Kids, from the internationally renowned family consultant Kim John Payne, comes an eloquent guide that seeks to help parents reclaim for their children the space and freedom that all kids need for their individuality to flourish. Again, the name of that book is Simplicity Parenting, Using the Extraordinary Power of Less to Raise Calmer, Happier, and More Secure Children. Well, are you living with piles? Are you ready to find things the first time you look? Do you want to better manage your time and your life? Well, then why don't you just come on and join the Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group and become a member of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. It is a safe place where you can post questions, photos, and videos of you, your organizing challenges, and receive strategies that will help you get your life in order. For an investment of $7 a month, you will have access to personal strategies from me. You have live organizing strategy Q&A. You can participate in the #365 challenge. That's where every single day I challenge them to get rid of something. You can be the first to see product reviews. So, and of course, they have a dedicated board on Facebook. And also, one of the things I'm doing is I'm helping them on their journey to be organized before the fall. So for the past few weeks, we've been focusing on specific areas of our home. We've already tackled the kitchen and the bedroom and the closet and the paperwork. So now we're going to focus on just clothes in general, how to get rid of them, how to fold them, et cetera, how to organize them. So for an investment of just $1, you can join for 30 days and see if you like it. And then after the 30 days, if you want to continue to be a part of the community of getting your life organized, then it's an investment of $7. So check out the website. Go to www.janetmtaylor.com and come on and join us. We're having fun, actually. I've been bombarding them with so much information, which is a good thing, because not in addition to our weekly focus, there's specific, you know, everybody in the group has their own specific thing that they want to focus on. So what I'm also doing is I'm just bombarding that person with some resources as well. So come on and check it out. So it's time for Taylor's Tip Time, and I'm going to share 5 ways to purge the kids' art. Number 1, decide what you want to keep from each grade. Number 2, if it has been damaged and can't be repaired, it may be time to toss it. Take a quick picture if you need to. 3, if a child is ready to let it go, ask yourself why you want to hold on to it. Number 4, be realistic about the amount of space you have to keep items. Do you have the room to store large pieces? Because sometimes those projects can be huge, like a volcano. And number 5 is use archives to organize the artwork. So do that as well. Have you been working on getting organized and feel that you need someone to guide you from start to finish? Then let's talk so I can share how you can get back on track and get organized with my virtual sessions. And basically what a virtual session is, we meet via Zoom or maybe Skype or maybe even FaceTime with the iPhone. and you show me your space, and I provide you with strategies on how to organize it. I work with a client in Singapore. I actually helped a woman who wanted to transform her cluttered basement into an office, and an hour and a half later, we were done. Her office was already set up. So that's how quick it is. That's how easy it is. And also, you know, I do follow up. Start by going to my contact page and scheduling a free 30-minute session meeting with me so we can discuss and see how I can help you on your journey to living that organized life. Well, I want to thank you for following me on social media and for your likes, your retweets, and sharing. And please continue to share and subscribe. Of course, to my YouTube channel, later this evening, I'm going to be uploading, hopefully, another video. The video was already done. I just need to upload it. So hopefully I'll be doing that as well. Check out my Pinterest board, and specifically check out my Pinterest board regarding kids can be organized to dorm room organization. So check out those boards, because I know it is actually getting near that time where everybody's either going back to school, going back on campus. So today is Monday. You know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. So toss the dry and unusable crayons, the dry brushes that cannot come back to life. So let's get rid of all that. So now let's move on to my app selection, my product selection, and my repurpose selection for this week. My app selection is the Archive app, because for those of you, like I said, you may have one child, but you got 12 years, and you may have three children with 12 years worth of artwork, so that would be a great product for you. And also, they're giving all of my listeners $15 off at checkout. Then my product suggestion is an Art Bin Drawer Organizer. It's 9 drawer for you to organize your art supplies. And then my repurpose suggestion, using old shoes, clothes, tin cans to create storage for kids and your art and craft supplies. So my app suggestion and my repurpose suggestion you can find on my Pinterest board, where I have a board for apps that will help you stay organized, and a board for repurpose. Now, the product suggestion you can now find on my Amazon shop, and if you go to the show page right at the bottom, it'll have a link directly to my Amazon shop, and you can see a lot of the products that I'm already offering. I'm constantly adding new products, and of course, if there is a product you don't see that's related to organizing that you're like, look, Jan, I've been looking for these specific hangers or hooks, etc., please let me know. My quote for this week is, art makes children powerful. And it really does. And there's so many ways. You know, sometimes people think you just can't incorporate art and fun with children. But children love to be creative. And a few years ago when my godchildren were a little bit younger, I took them to the Philadelphia Art Museum. People were shocked. They were like, well, did they go? I'm like, well, first of all, they really didn't have a choice. But we went and I made it fun. Because there was a fashion designer, an African-American fashion designer by the name of Patrick Cully, which I wanted my goddaughter to see, and she was in awe just of, you know, how he designed fashions in his time. Then, of course, there was the Knights, N-I-G-H-T-S section. So I took them there as well, and I even just kind of did little things. For example, there is a exhibit throughout all museums now where you can listen and hear the background of a piece. So I gave that assignment to my godson at the time, and he was like 16 at the time. I told him that, hey, you listen, and then you interpret it for me and your sister. And so that was a way. And then there was another exhibit where there were pads, there were iPads in front of each exhibit. So I just kept going to exhibit, and I'm like, oh, what's that? Because I knew the kids were really good at the technology. But they also, by doing that, they actually were like, well, Aunt Janet, this is, you know, I said, well, what's number 55? And they would go and look on the iPad, and it is this. So, yes, art makes children powerful. Well, my upcoming podcast, next week I will be taking a break, but you can, if you follow me via social media, I will be sharing a previous podcast on just how to get the kids organized for school. And then when I return, Dr. Angela Chester will be here learning, letting go, and clearing the emotional clutter, because we know we got that emotional clutter we got to deal with. And I will be ending August with getting organized before the end of the year. I'm excited because I've already got my September guest lined up. We're going to be talking about procrastination, talking about how to donate from a full, a cluttered closet. And we're also going to be talking about, and I have to just check the schedule to make sure, we're going to be talking about creating and organized his and her closet. So I know you're going to want to tune into that. Woo-hoo! So I truly want to thank you so much for listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, as well as on your social media network. Please visit my website at www.janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, you have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.